Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws
us to you. Father, thank you for the great blessing we have tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. You may be seated. Now, tonight, I want to just give a small Bible lesson on faith and prayer. Faith and prayer. All right? He spake a parable unto them to this end, Luke 18, verse 1, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God. You can call my message reactions. Reactions. Say reactions. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who she came to him by night saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. But the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Now notice, shall God not avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Now, the Bible says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Is that not so? A good report. Okay? One of the ways you will use faith and start generating for yourself a good report is by praying. Like I said, this is just a short, brief lesson on faith and prayer, which I have entitled Reactions. Reactions. What reactions am I talking about? I'm talking about reactions to your prayer. Prayers give rise to reactions in the world. Some of the things that are happening in the world are amazing things which are caused by prayer and by prayers. Amen. Now, in this parable in Luke 18, Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? will he find faith? And he's talking about prayer. He said, will he find faith? So prayer is one of the greatest expressions of your faith. Faith is prayer. And prayer is faith. So if you want to be a man of faith and power, which is how Stephen was introduced in the Bible, you must be a man of prayers. Amen. You must not be a man of less than prayer. Prayer shows you are a man of faith, because all of us stop relating to people who don't talk back. When you talk to them, they don't say anything. And they are silent. Enjoyment of people is from their raps, their talking. So you may see a beautiful girl, but it's when you talk to her and how she talks that endears you to her. One day I had an interaction with a lady who was having serious marital problems. And she made a comment. Yes. This was in the outside Ghana. And she made a comment. She shook her head. And she said, I am fiercely independent. Immediately, she looked to me like a statue of stone. All her beauty evaporated like methane gas. Kashato Salaba. There was nothing left. I might as well have been looking at the furniture. Those words removed all her beauty. So girls, how you speak makes you beautiful. Why am I saying girls? I'm saying girls because you are the ones who need somebody to come and propose to you. We boys don't need nobody to propose to us, man. We are cool. Yeah, we are cool. So you better know how to talk, otherwise we are not going to propose. Reactions. Now, faith is your main secret weapon. Faith will flatten mountains. When people build a wall and say, you'll not go here, faith will make the wall come down. So by faith, the walls of Jericho came down. Faith will make you cross rivers you can't cross. There is no mountain too high, God cannot move it. There is no river too wide, God cannot cross it. Yes. Faith will make you overcome sin. Sin that does so easily beset us. Your character defects, your anger, your shoutings, your wickedness, your jealousies, your fears, your depressions, you overcome them by faith. By faith, Moses, choosing rather to suffer affliction than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, faith. So faith is a master secret weapon in your ministry and in your service to God. And so you must be like Stephen in Acts 6 verse 8, a man of faith and power. So if you are a man of faith and power, you are a man of prayer or prayers. Okay? There is nothing like. And why was I talking about girls, how you talk? Because God, when we talk to him, doesn't say anything. Which means that God is most difficult to relate with in terms of human relationships. If God was a girl, you would have divorced him a long time. I mean, you would have, you say, I can't be with you. Because when I want to talk, you don't say anything. I talk for hours. You are silent. Every time I come to you, I have to get that speeches. And I lose track of what I'm even saying. How many have been praying? You even lose track of what is... After some time, I ask yourself, what is the topic? What am I praying about? How many have prayed? You realize you've been praying for some time and you don't know what you are praying about. Like 1 hour can go by, you don't know what you are praying about. It has happened to me so often. I try to recognize myself. Oh, this is what you are praying about. This is what you are praying about. This is what you are praying about. Hey! And the reason is there's no response. We don't hear anywhere. Like if you say something, the person says yes. Yes. Even though my wife talks far more than I talk, at least you hear, yes, okay, what happened, who is that, which, if she says Abna, I say, which Abna? Like that. I have short answers that keep her moving. it keeps her going, yes. She's on autopilot. But if there was nothing at all from me, that would be difficult. Yes. That is the name you are dealing with God. So God is like that. You talk, even yes. Or okay, you know how you send a long text to somebody, send, I see. So tonight, I have a revelation for you that even though there seems to be no answer, there are reactions in the spirit to your prayers. There are reactions. There are reactions. And I'm going to show you the reactions. Kamashita Palabana. Revelations. Chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. And to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar. You know, every time I read Revelations now, I just marvel. Because of the book of Enoch. The book of Enoch is like this. And it was rejected as not being, for whatever reason. And this revelation was also rejected. It was added with a debate as whether it is a real thing. Can you imagine the book of Revelations was not the Bible? Anyway, so another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. Now, a golden censer is like a pot. And there was given to him much incense. The incense is in the censer. That he should offer it with the prayers of all saints. All saints includes who? You and me. All right? That he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. So, here are prayers and here is incense. Okay? And the prayers was added to the incense to offer it upon the golden altar. It was a golden altar. So here is the throne. And here is the golden altar. So the incense has come up and the prayers were added to the pot. Okay? And then it's going up to the throne. Are you there?
Yes.
Reactions. 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 Ka mashuta asabal. Now, and the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers. Okay, the smoke and the prayers. Okay, the smoke of the incense. And then the prayers, it came with the prayers. The prayers were mixed with the incense. Ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. The angel was holding the censer. If you read the verse before. 3. And the angel stood there holding a golden censer. Okay, so it's going like that. My topic is reactions. You see, although you are not hearing any response from God, and like a voice in the room, I want to show you that there are reactions to your prayers. Verse 5. Now, the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire. Now, so the prayers are going up from the censer out of the angel's hand on the altar. And then the angel took the censer and added fire, to your prayers. And cast it and filled it with the fire of the altar. And cast it onto the earth. So your prayers, some are going this way. Now the angel has added fire. And then pour it down onto the earth. And then there are reactions. 4 reactions. Yes. Reactions to your prayers. Reaction number 1, voices.
Keep preaching.
Ka ma shi to sa pa la ba. Reaction number 2, thunderings. Reaction number 3, lightnings. And reaction number 4, an earthquake. Let's go back to verse 3 so that we do it slowly. Then we come to verse 5, then we'll be getting near the end. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer that was given to him much incense that he should offer it with prayers. So it looks like, you know, I don't know whether you've seen, sometimes fire is coming, smoke is coming, and they put some oil, and then it becomes, then the smoke becomes more. So it's like to, you know, bring it out. So he was, the prayers and the incense were given, and he offered it. He offered the incense with the prayers upon the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar that was before the throne. Then the smoke ascended, the smoke of the prayers. So the prayers is coming from his hand, the smoke from the altar is going. He poured it, altar is going up out of the angel's hand. Verse 5. Then the angel took the censer and added fire to your prayers, which you think are not being answered, and the incense, filled it with fire of the altar. Put it on the earth. And there were what? Reactions. Hallelujah. So, your prayers are leading to reactions that you can never imagine happening. Amen. So even though you may not see the answer to your prayers, be well assured that there are real reactions. The first reaction, and the main one that I want us to deal with, are voices. Matthew chapter 2, verse 18. In Ramah, was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. In Ramah, there was what? A voice. You see, when the angel through the prayers on the earth, there were voices. This is an example of the voice of weeping and mourning. Your enemies who have made themselves difficult enemies, there will be voices coming from their camp. Voices of weeping and mourning for their children, and they will have a voice that cannot be comforted. In Ramah, there was a voice heard, lamentations. You know, people who tamper with men of God, or people who pray, you should start praying for them. Yes. Reactions. Go back to Revelation 8, verse 5. And the angel took the censer. Eh? The ones who had the prayers and the incense and added fire to it. Mixed it, became shh, then pour it on the earth. And then there was what? Voices. Matthew 2, 18. In Ramah, there was a voice, lamentations. Your enemies will be lamenting. Amen. Yes. Those who have made themselves strong enemies of God. Strong. Yeah. One day I saw a journalist. He has made himself an enemy of a church. And he said that his aim, these are his words, his aim is that anybody who goes to this church will feel ashamed. Yes. That's his aim. A journalist. Because he had a newspaper. Some time ago, I heard of him. And I heard he was sick. Then I heard he had a stroke. Then the recent one, I heard he has gone mad. Yes, practically. Practically. A voice. And his business collapsed. Oh, yes. Reactions to prayers. Yes. You'll be surprised. Of those who make themselves enemies of God and enemies of people who pray. Yes. When I heard some people mocking me, yeah, I said, okay. One time some, you see, I don't know, if I give the examples, you can have another mind. Because all the examples will end in death. All the examples will end in death. I'm talking about real things. Yes. You need to be careful. And you need to also fear your prayers. There are reactions to prayers. Yes. There are reactions. And one of the reactions is voices. And I'm showing you an example of a voice. There was heard in Rama a voice, lamentations, weepings, mourning that you can't be comforted. Are you still around? Yes. Kanusan elepo talame aramane. You see, because to stay in one room and pray, when you hear neither voice nor nothing, only hear the birds chirping. As if God is dead. He's a great man of faith. He's a great man of faith. He's a great man of faith. That's why he's praying. Reactions. Are you still there? Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. A reaction to your prayers can be the voice of a special prophet, man of God, messenger of God, sent into your life. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. God can send a voice into your life. A voice that will change your life. Yes. You see, when God doesn't love you, or I should not say that he doesn't love you, but when he loves you in a special way, he will send certain voices into your life. Bible says that prophets had desired, people had desired to see into those things. It was those who were there in the days of John the Baptist that they started to see the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Here he comes. You realize that people that are not in a particular church, they miss certain things. It's true. Sometimes when God is moving in a particular way, you wonder, hey, everybody should be here to enjoy this.
Everybody should hear this, but you say that it's only some few people that are hearing it. So, it feels like, oh, more people should, I mean, more people should hear such things. They need to hear this. But to you, it is chosen. And it's a reaction to your prayers. The voices. There was a reaction in the spirit. Voices. Thunderings. Lightnings. Oh, yes. I mean, I asked myself, how did I meet with Kenneth Hagin, who became a voice in my life? Yeah. Somebody walked to me and just gave me a book. I was in a group and then I heard, so tapes were going around. And a tape comes to me. I never bought any of those things. Till a certain point when I started to buy. I myself saw that I have to buy. Reactions. One night I came to my room. I was in the study and when I came, my wife was praying and she was listening to a message on her iPad. She was listening, so I heard it. Then I said, where do you get this one from? And she told me, I just heard the book. But it opened a new chapter. A voice was sent into my life. Oh yes, a voice. And I started to listen. I found where she got the things from and I started to go in. But I just happened to come at 3 a.m. in the night and she was happened to be listening. And a voice had been sent to me. And I started to also listen. A voice in your life. A voice. A voice. It's a reaction to your prayers. God answering your prayers. Because one of the reactions and answers to the prayer was voices. Yes. And the first voice was lamentation. So, pray for those who've made themselves enemies of God. Well, I don't think you should pray for them. But there's another voice, a good voice. Yeah. And it can easily be the reaction to your prayers. And God will send the voice of one cry in the wilderness. Amen. Are you still in the system? This is a short Bible lesson. Matthew 3:17. Voices. Reactions. Now, are you there? Can Dr. Ogo read it for us? Beautiful.
Matthew 3:17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:17.
A voice. This is a voice of approval. A voice of approval. Reactions. Now, in Luke 3:21, the Bible helps us to see it a little better. It says, "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized, and what? Praying. Praying. The heaven was opened. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved son.'"
How many would like to hear such a voice? Yeah. Sometimes when you are praying, there's a voice in heaven saying, this is my boy. This is my boy. This is my girl. She's praying. Now, I want to give you a revelation, which is a mystery. In a sense, when you are praying, it's like you are doing nothing. You didn't go out, you didn't type, you didn't check your WhatsApp, you didn't call anybody, so it looks like you are doing nothing. Now, Jesus came to this world. He didn't do Nero. He didn't do what? Nero. No preaching. No healing. No church work. No Nero. And God said, I like my boy. I like my boy doing what? Nero. Absolutely nothing. It's amazing that doing nothing can make you nice. Many husbands wish for someone who does nothing. It's true. It's a mystery. Also, look at the man. He's really blessed. God has given him a beautiful wife. The wife is a judge. The wife is a doctor. The wife is a businesswoman. She brings money to complement his work. She's very hardworking. Very, very hardworking. She goes out. She does a shop at Kantamanto and another at Abosuokai. She's very industrious. She has about 44 workers.
She goes to Lagos to bring things.
She goes to Lagos to buy things and come. If you ask the husband, you'll be surprised that he will prefer somebody who does nothing. Yes. It's a mystery. That you come home and it's like, oh, she's also on evangelism. Yes. She's on evangelism. Yes. She's gone for rehearsal. Yes. If you ask them, you'll be shocked. And they tell you that I would also love to have somebody who does absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Just waiting for me to come.
Wow.
When I come home, I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the Master of Ceremonies. Okay, I'm going to give you 45 seconds to ask the nearest brother whether what I'm saying. But the brother, the young boys, they don't know. As the older ones, those who have been married. Is it not amazing that even a man, an ordinary human man, would actually choose somebody who does absolutely nothing? Yes. And if you take Martha and Mary, Mary was sitting by Jesus doing absolutely nothing. And Martha was busy moving around. And he came to Jesus. Abba, you don't you rebuke this lazy girl, lazy bones. You are impressed with these lazy bones. I'm impressed with these lazy bones who is doing nothing. We are working hard to provide supper. Jesus told her, look, this one has chosen the best part to do NATO. Sit around and do NATO.
That's the best part.
It's a mystery. I give you this mystery. Yes, I give you this mystery. Yeah. Are many of the ladies, when you are asked to stay at home and do NATO, they say, no. I am a woman of destiny. You preach, I preach. It is the 21st century. We can't sit down and for somebody to do whatever. I don't depend on a man.
Hey.
And they go, they can go forward, and even one will work in this country, another will work in another country. So that, I mean, it's my job, it's my career. I'm an ambassador, I'm a career diplomat. You are also doing your, you are working at Gihok, I'm an ambassador, I'm ambassadorial, whatever. Yes. So, this is my beloved son, didn't come after he raised Lazarus from the dead, oh. This is my beloved son. It didn't come after healing the multitudes. It didn't come in Matthew 8. This one came in Matthew 3. Matthew 8 was when he healed them all. And he said himself took our infirmities and bore our sins. Our sins. By his wounds we are healed. When he healed all the multitudes, there's nothing like a voice. It was when he was doing NATO.
Wow.
And the Lord said, yeah, I really like my boy. I really like my boy. I like my boy. It's a mystery, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, who is he married to? Oh, he's married to this industrious super lady. She's a superwoman. She's good at this. She's good at that. She's good at that. She's good at evangelism. She's a soul winning. She's into this. She buses. I bus. She's at rehearsals. She does this, she does that, she does. You'll be amazed. Yeah. You'll be amazed. That this is my beloved son. It comes when we're doing nothing. Yeah. Anyway, I leave you with that mystery. Let's go on. Reactions. Voices. Matthew 17. After 6 days. Jesus took his disciples into a high mountain apart and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Amen. Then answered Peter and said, Lord, if you will, we can make three tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of a cloud. Hallelujah. Which said, this is my son, second time, in whom I'm well pleased. Now, what made this voice also come? We see in Matthew 17, he took Peter, James, and John and bringing up them up into a high mountain apart. And there was a reaction. There was a reaction. A voice came. You see, apart and mountain, these are important words. Apart and mountain. Yeah. Apart and mountain. These two are key words. Few Christians, you see, we are followers of Christ. Few Christians go apart. And few Christians go to mountain. So anakazo is apart. And it's also mountain. And it's going to be even more mountainous. And more apart. Yeah. It's intended to create a place where you'll be apart. In a mountain. And there are reactions. Revelations 8, 4 and 5. There were reactions. Voices. Voices. Thunderings. Lightnings. And an earthquake. All in reaction to prayer. Yeah. So today, I want you to remember Matthew 3, 2, 18, I believe. Matthew 2. 2:18, there was a voice. Judgment falls on those who have made themselves high horns against God's house. Yes. And there are many stories like that. Enough, too many to bother to tell you. But God is telling you today, your prayers are never in vain. Amen. Can never be in vain. And will never be in vain. And even though God seems like an unfriendly woman who has nothing to say about anything anymore, don't be deceived. There are a lot of reactions. It may be a voice from a person who has received an instant judgment from the prayers that are coming from your room. Yeah. Somebody will start crying as a result of your prayers. Yes. Yes. Somebody will start crying somewhere. Or a voice sent to you, a voice crying in the wilderness. A special voice from God. Or a voice of approval. And you see, Jesus seeming to have done nothing, as we call something, is rather the one, is in that moment, he's rather pleasing to God. And Jesus going apart to a high man. Apart. 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 Why is your 3 days apart? I'm asking you a personal question. Tell somebody, the man is asking you a personal question. Where is your 3 days apart? You can answer in English back if you have any. Can you imagine going away for 3 days? You leave on Monday, you come back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you come on Friday. There'll be some reactions. You may think it's nothing, but I've wasted my time. I did nothing the whole week. So you see why fewer and fewer people are men of faith and power. But fewer and fewer people are men of prayer. And a type of prayer that leads to a reaction. Yeah. My prayer that you be a real man of God. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we call one of our missionaries, and he's gone to a far place in one of the countries, in one of the continents, whose name starts with an alphabet. Wow. And the country also starts with an alphabet. And as we are asking him questions, he said that he's not praying. He doesn't get even time to pray for an hour. And I was saying that, you see, that is how come there'll be no reactions in the spirit. So the reactions in the spirit, judgment falls on Satan. And he's forced to release people. There's lamentation in the camp of demons as they lose person after person after person after person. So if you are sent on a mission and you are not a man of prayer, I would suggest that you return to Ghana swiftly before the demons there kill you. Yes. I'll advise you to come back home. You are safer. If honestly you will not pray, I think you should come back home. It will not work. It will not work. No demon are going to just get up and give up things. Many pastors have no time to pray. Yes, they have no time to pray. And there are no reactions to their ministry. Yeah. You see, all these people who came to give testimonies, it's reactions in the spirit. Judgment has fallen on their captors. People who have held them, demons that have held them in captivity, they've been forced to release the people. Because they were all held in bondage. So all the young people who are released and who are in the church, it is judgment on the enemy. And all their captives are released. Leave this man, leave this man, leave this man, leave this man. It's not about acting a play. It's not about singing a song. It's about prayer, first of all. And that's where you get the real reactions in the spirit realm. You see, when you are a man of prayer, you don't even have to speak. Your presence is enough. When Jesus went to the country of the Gadarenes, he never had a chance to pray, to preach, you know. He never had a chance to preach because they didn't want him to preach. There was a reaction immediately. The demons reacted to his presence. I said, wow, where's this man? Come on. Hey, 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 hey. By the time he has not even had even the time to share a word or give an exhortation in town, 6,000 demons have been relocated. A madman has been set free. 2,000 pigs have drowned. Reactions from the presence of a man of prayer. Reactions. As you keep going up prayerless, it means you are faithless. And it means the Red Sea will be Red Sea. It means the walls of Jericho will be walls of Jericho. It means the mountains will be mountains. It means the sins will be unrelenting sins. Because you have refused to enter into the realms of prayer and faith. A realm which brings reactions in the spirit. Today marks the beginning of your reactionary prayers. Reactionary prayers with thunderings in the spirit, lightnings, earthquakes, and voices above all. Voices, voices, different types of voices in response to your prayers, in response to your spirituality, in response to your going apart to God. Lift your hands and thank God. Tarindos, talambas, shendebes, tremanalos, talibale, kalumurikis, palaria. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. Oh yes. Oh yes. Receive the spirit of faith.
Receive the spirit of prayer. Receive the grace to walk in prayer. Walk in faith. Malamo shatala madora mekata barendo nomo satalaba. Ramba stelembro calande blekitos lavakala. Leta manan temelu krebelesh telebeta malato borote lebe. Telama, tolomo, tedire, koroka, talaba, tusupa. Filedemo, tanimara. Shundi, Sunday, Minto, Lebeke, Rinke, Tama, Nu, Senika, Tabo, Lode, Belekebala, Lorebe, de Ketulu, Dida, Baba, Borabi, Babile, de Beke, Bolo, de Bobola, Narala, Baba, Meme, Susuna, and the Remiro, Omerande, Rimandele, de Beke, Tulu, Le Tarabadosh, De Tarabadosh, De Tarabadosh, De Tarabadosh, De Tarabadosh. Lay rebe de bede, lay rebe de bede, lay rebe de bede, lay rebe de. Reactions, reactions, reactions to your presence, reactions to your prayers, reactions to your words, reactions to the incense and the fire. Palamo, satara, mereko, talara, lo lo satama randali babanda li la babanda laba. Oh yes, oh yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For thus says the Lord, you shall rise. When you pray, there will be speakings. There will be voices. There will be responses. For I have heard you, and I've heard you, and I've heard you, and I've heard you. You may not hear me, but I have heard you. And by faith, as you walk on in the Spirit, calling on me night after night, day after day, surely in the Spirit, there shall be responses and reactions. Kanos el Adama Otela Ramanda Shemberekeba. Reactions of judgments. Reactions to your captivity. To your captors. To those who hold you in chains and hold what you need in chains. That restrict you and hold you back. Reactions to the enemy spirits. The snakes that have fastened themselves around you. As anaconda spirits. Python spirits. Constrictor spirits that are restricting you and driving out the air from your lungs. Mashetanda sambo tabala. Kalero no tahanda le bukutukala. Jike humboba zangara. Nunke mamada mamada de zagaba. E maradushi karada bara. Therefore rise up and pray. Therefore, rise up and call, call, call on your God, call on your God. Mekolana rumu ande mauto elema o omokaba. Call on him who hears from heaven. For the angels shall mix your prayers with the incense. Fire shall be put into it. It shall be poured upon the earth. And there shall be reactions. From north to south and from east to west, there will be responses and reactions to prayers. Marata pala, the prayers of all saints have this formula. Mada tolama berima kabala shedebe barama mandalaba. Ramba santa ramanda. It's time to be spiritual. It's time to be spiritual. It's time to be spiritual. It's time to set aside the cares of this world and fall in love with him again and do nothing in his presence and stay around him in a mountain apart. And stand before him. Allah Tomala. That you may hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. That you may hear the whisperings of the Spirit and the gentle voice of the Holy Spirit. Makara bashumala di samare taramare. For I call my children to myself. I call my children to come and sit by me. I call my children to come and wait on me. I call my children to come and lie by me and hang around me and stay around my presence. Nafatilo sana utama limakapa ute mahodo lakaba taraba tabalabo lababa. For true spirituality is to hang around and to be around and to wait around as though you are aimless and jobless, as though you have nothing to do but to stay in my courts and in my temple. Matalo rama katola babanda. Tama satola mekatada. Hama forenele. For many, many quote my scriptures, but they have no power. Many quote my scriptures, but they have no power in their lives. Many repeat my words, but there is no power. There are no reactions in the spirit. There are no judgments on the enemy. And therefore things remain unchanged. It's time to come now. Come now. Utala mere. And join the work of angels. Join in the work of angels. Join in the work of angels. Allah maturabe. To raise up an incense before the Father, before the throne. Join in the work of angels. Join in the work of supernatural beings. To raise up incense and prayers and judgments upon the earth. Natama fontele maha fandara mara. Kasata shitalaba. Terona tasandolema. Mentelulero monete dere mate labare beleno borosi salarare. Pere bore nalandre borite taramiodolo. Taramindiolorolo. Talamindi orolomo dali romende le bilolene mendari ne vuole le mendari ne vuole le mendari le remando re barinon de berelibo dali barino murari ne barino barine barine burulo murari ne vede alle remo dali modare le medole bodere le vedere le vedere le vedere le vedere le vedere la mata sotala metola ramana beloda kataba lodare mashevo la babada. In the name of Jesus. My son, my daughter, my children, you have seen fake businesses collapse. So shall it be. A fake Christianity shall collapse. Fake ministry shall collapse. Fake ministers shall collapse. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up and stand before me and join the work of angels. I see a call to join with angels to lift up incense and prayers before the Father. Mafata lo naharamandari mama kaparandari baba. Receive the employment of angels. The duties of angels are assigned to you in this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Savior. Father, thank you for blessing us beyond measure. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.